Singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash, daughter of the great Johnny Cash and a major star in her own right, wrote this song with her husband and musical collaborator John Leventhal. It's called A Feather's Not a Bird, and it won a Grammy Award 2 years ago. At Brown University tonight, Cash and Leventhal helped launch the Brown Arts Initiative's songwriting series. They'll be teaching a master class in songwriting with tickets available to the public. They joined me from a studio in New York City to talk about tonight's event. Welcome to both of you, to Roseanne Cash and to John Leventhal. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us this morning.
It's our pleasure.
Roseanne Cash, can you explain how this master class is going to work with the public invited at Brown? Is it a music class, a concert, both?
I think it's a bit of both. John and I are used to doing concerts, and fairly regularly, I do guest teaching and songwriting classes at different universities. But this is the first time that we've done this together along with a concert. So I think it's going to work fine. We're going to listen to four student songs and talk about those. And then John and I will do a set of our songs.
Well, how about both of you? You're primarily artists and performers. Do you like teaching? John, how about you?
Well, Roseanne definitely has more experience hands-on teaching. I think I do like teaching. It's hard. The idea of teaching songwriting is a complicated subject for me anyway. The short answer is I'm looking forward to it, and I should probably do more of it than I have.
I think I totally agree with John. It's impossible to teach someone how to write songs, but if someone is a new songwriter, you can be with them and kind of guide them through looking at their lyrics or their musical choices in ways that they might not have thought, or just talking about process, basically.
So what would you say is the biggest mistake a novice songwriter might make, or is there one? Can you even generalize about it?
Well, I think the biggest mistake a young songwriter makes is writing about themes instead of specifics. What do you think, John?
This is complicated for me. I think to start, beginning songwriters tend to write about themselves too much, capital T-H there. There's been this template that songwriting is some sort of confessional, I think, for the last 30, 40, 50 years. And while it can operate like that, I don't think it's a particularly great place to start.
Now, you're both Grammy winners for songs that you've written. You co-write songs also. That latest album, The River and the Thread, you won, what, 3 Grammys for that in 2015? It must be a different dynamic, though, when you're co-writing and married as well. How does that work? And what happens when
it doesn't? Roseanne pretty much does. She just does whatever I want, so it kind of works out. Isn't that the way your marriage works?
I don't believe you, John.
Okay. I think we've been doing it a long time, so we have a lot of practice at it. If we start getting into a rocky terrain about, you know, bringing our personal stuff into songwriting, we tend to recognize it. The other thing is, I think we genuinely respect each other, and the sum of the parts, what's that saying again? The whole is greater than the sum. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think you do. I use him. I use his musical knowledge.
I mean, we've gotten better about it, the conflicts that could be inherent in being married and working together.
Is there a song you've got that torments you that you just can't get right, but you can't let go of it either?
Oh, my God.
That's a great question.
That is a really good question.
And many.
There's one I've been writing for, I don't know, 9 or 10 months right now, and I have changed the melody 6 times, and I keep going. I was playing it again yesterday going, what is wrong with this? Why isn't it right yet? Those songs bedevil you sometimes. There was a song John and I wrote together called Rules of Travel, and I wrote the chorus 10 years before we finished the rest of the song. You know, some of them just stick like a thorn in your side forever.
Listen, I have songs that I've been working on for 30 years. I'm not kidding. I have at least 3 or 4 musical ideas that I've always really liked, and I've never been able to shape into something that I thought was a worthwhile song, and they do torment me. And thank you so much for bringing it up.
And conversely, there are those songs that come, you know, in an hour, and therein lies the mystery of songwriting.
Feather's not a bird, the rain is not the sea, a stone is not a mountain, but a river runs through me.
Rosanne Cash and John Leventhal perform and teach tonight at Brown University's Granoff Center for the Creative Arts starting at 7 o'clock. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.